Brilliance Audio presents The Bennett Women by Eden Appiah Kubi, performed by L. Morgan Lee. The Fall Formal. EJ. What fresh hell is this? EJ exclaimed, entering the common room through wisps of white-gray smoke. It was a little early in the morning to be referencing Dorothy Parker, but she couldn't help herself. The couch was ever so slightly on fire. She ran out of the room and quickly returned with the fire extinguisher, unloading at the flames until they were smothered by the foam. EJ took a moment to be grateful the fire alarm hadn't gone off before she located the source of the mini blaze, a flat iron resting on the threadbare arm of the sofa. It was set to high and still plugged in. Shaking her head, EJ turned it off and set it on the floor. Bennett women are better than this, she thought, shaking her head. The term Bennett women was not simply the collective noun residents of the dorm used to describe themselves, but an ideal and an identity. There were several contributing factors. The first and most significant factor was Bennett House itself. It had been a gift from Dorothea Bennett, the school's first female math professor. She'd offered her palatial family home as the school's first female residence when Longbourn finally went co-ed. The former mansion was the most beautiful building on Longbourn's quaint but otherwise unremarkable campus. The house was a long walk from the rest of the school, save for the physics and mathematics buildings. This remoteness helped give the house its own subculture, especially in the winter, when people did all they could to avoid being outside. Another factor that went into shaping a Bennett woman were the many house rules. There were the official sexist ones, set down by the school's trustees, that were somehow never changed, more on those later. On top of those, there were many unofficial rules, customs really, that might have annoyed your average college student. Residents received a copy of The Second Sex with their keys and were prohibited from referring to themselves as girls. Each such infraction cost the guilty party a quarter. And then there were the house commandments, something between an honor code and a set of guidelines most Bennett women held sacred. They were reviewed annually by the house's resident advisors and presented at the first house meeting. EJ had inherited a beautifully calligraphic poster of her first commandments from a graduate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?